From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Thousands observed a minute of silence in Barcelona's main square for the victims of two attacks that left at least 14 people dead and more than 100 injured. The mayhem began Thursday in Barcelona when a van ran down pedestrians on Los Ramblas Boulevard. Hours later in Cambrils, south of Barcelona, a car smashed into people and a police vehicle. Spanish authorities have recently announced the arrest of a fourth individual in connection with the attacks. U.S. President Donald Trump condemned the attacks on Twitter, and U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson strongly reacted as well.
Terrorists around the world should know the United States and our allies are resolved to find you and bring you to justice.
A spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the attack and sent condolences to the victims, saying the U.N. stands in solidarity with Spain. U.S. President Donald Trump's administration is nearing a decision on a new strategy for the 16-year-old war in Afghanistan, the longest conflict in U.S. history. The president will meet with top advisors, including the Secretary of State and the Vice President, on Friday. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says that a decision is imminent.
We will move this toward a decision. As I said, I think it was yesterday publicly, we are coming very close to a decision, and I anticipate it in the very near future.
Options include sending thousands of additional troops to the war-torn country or withdrawing them altogether, leaving private military contractors to help manage the tenuous security situation. After years of extensive support from the U.S. and other NATO members, the Afghan military is still struggling to resist the Taliban, which has recently made advances in Afghanistan and the Pakistan border region. This is VOA News.